Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Air Talk. I'm Sharon McNary in for Larry Mantle. Coming up later this hour, we'll find out more about the history of peacocks in Southern California. It seems they've been showing up in residential areas more often than usual. We'll find out why that is and how they got here in the first place. Plus, later on, we'll talk about the rising popularity of Buy Nothing groups on Facebook. I'm a member, where members can post items or services they need or are willing to provide at no cost. But first, we've talked a lot on Air Talk about how companies and employees are planning their returns to working in offices. Many employees are exploring the possibility of allowing workers to continue to work on a hybrid schedule, where they'd come into the office on some days and work from home on others. But as these companies and workers grapple with that issue, the businesses that are near those office buildings and business parks have to wrestle with a problem of their own. Fewer people working in the office means fewer customers coming through for coffee in the morning, lunch in the afternoon, or services on the way home from work. So how have these businesses survived through the pandemic when most everybody is working from home? And what do they plan to do if employees they usually serve aren't coming back to the office? KPCC and LAist business and economy reporter David Wagner has been talking to local business owners that rely heavily on office worker traffic. And he joins us now to share what he's found. You can read his full story on this at laist.com. David, thank you for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Sharon.
And we haven't talked for the longest time. You used to sit at the desk right next to me up in the newsroom.
That's right. We were desk mates. And,
well, we will be still someday unless we all go like radically hybrid. Also joining us is one of the business owners featured in David's piece, Brittany Valles, who owns Guerrilla Tacos in downtown LA's Arts District. Ms. Valles, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me.
I mean, it's Tuesday. We want to talk tacos, right?
Yeah.
And we'd like to hear from listeners as well. If you own or work someplace that serves a lot of employees of nearby offices or businesses, tell us what the experience has been like for you during the pandemic and what you're expecting as employees come back to their offices. And if you're someone who frequents a local business near your work, are you planning to go back? Join our live conversation by calling us at 866-893-5722. So, David, why don't you start by painting us a picture of just how dire this situation is for these businesses that have not only had to survive the pandemic, but now have to worry about a significant portion of their customer base not coming back.
Yeah, well, you know, part of this reporting started off by me just looking at office market statistics here in LA, and some numbers really pop out. You know, lately, the numbers indicate that only about 25% of office.
Did we lose you, David? Okay, well, let's go to Brittany Valles, owner of Guerrilla Tacos in downtown Los Angeles. Let's talk about how much of your customer traffic came from nearby businesses and what happened during the pandemic.
Absolutely. So we are located in the Arts District of downtown. And what is unique about the Arts District is it is very nondescript, and you kind of wouldn't know people are there if you came at the wrong time of day. And so what we saw, especially when we originally opened, we were counting on Warner Music moving in. We were counting on Spotify's corporate offices moving in. Lyft is really right around the corner. And what we saw during the pandemic was we just became a total destination place. There weren't people walking around looking for somewhere for lunch. The people that did come in had come from somewhere really far, something like that. And it was fewer and far between. So the lack of office movement just in the neighborhood has really affected basically our business model, right? Because we were supposed to be like the local spot that had this, that was a destination spot on the weekend. But we're still closed Monday and Tuesdays because there's just nobody here to eat.
Wow. So you lost a lot of your regulars, but you did gain some destination taco hunters.
Yeah, we always had the destination taco hunters, and we were always available for them on the weekends. But it really is the weekdays that have seen the most suffering, because obviously when people are not in their offices and, you know, right down the street and, oh, I just want a taco for lunch, or I'm in the mood for something really delicious on the way home or something like that, like we immediately lose all of those guests. And so that's, you know, like I said, we're still closed Monday and Tuesday. Wednesdays and Thursdays are still very slow for us. And until those office workers come back, I don't see a reason that there would be much change.
Wow. Well, we got Dave back. He's on his cell phone now. So you were telling us just how dire the situation was for businesses during the pandemic. And now they got to worry about their customer base not coming back. What did you learn from people like Brittany Vias?
That's right. And sorry, I dropped out there for a second. But, you know, I talked to businesses all over the city. I talked to a cafe owner in Playa Vista, who's surrounded by a lot of tech office buildings. You know, his sales are just a third of what they used to be. And that's after he, you know, made a really big effort to attract customers from the outside community, do some marketing, put up signs on nearby streets, and like expand his hours to cater to a different kind of clientele. I talked to a gym owner on a huge corporate campus in Santa Monica that has, you know, had to cut their staff by three quarters. They've lost a lot of corporate partnerships with those nearby employers that used to offer the gym as a kind of perk to their office workers. And then, you know, I'm sure as Brittany has been saying, in the Arts District, there have been, you know, bars, restaurants that have closed their doors permanently during the pandemic, probably in large part due to the disappearance of those office workers.
Well, and some food-based businesses are actually in office buildings and in, you know, buildings that have a lot of employees. Are those some of the ones that suffered the most?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the cafe that I owner that I talked to in Playa Vista is a great example of that. I mean, his cafe had a perfect location before the pandemic. It's kind of sandwiched right between a bunch of big office buildings and a huge parking structure there. So it was the perfect spot for office workers to come down, get a quick latte before they started work on their lunch break. He said, you know, 85% of his clientele, he estimated, were made up of those office workers. But then overnight, when the pandemic hit, that whole campus turned into a ghost town, and it was all of a sudden a terrible location for a business like that.
Wow. So what did the owners you spoke to tell you about how they tried to attract people from the broader community during the pandemic? Did any of their tactics work?
Yeah. So that cafe owner told me they, this is Cafe Rousseau in Playa Vista. He told me that, you know, he got a lot more involved with promoting his business on Instagram. It's a Black-owned business. And so last year, that was a big push for him to get on like lists of Black-owned coffee shops in LA. And he says that people have made an effort to actually make the trip out to his location there to really spend their money intentionally. And that's been, you know, great for his business. It's still nowhere near the pre-pandemic levels he had, though.
Well, we're talking with David Wagner, KPCC and LAist reporter covering business and the economy. We're also taking your calls at 866-893-5722. If you own a business or work at one that relies heavily on office workers, give us a call. Tell us what it's been like. Or if you're an office worker, are you planning to go back to those places you once frequented? 866-893-5722 is the number to call. Let's go back to Brittany Vias of Gorilla Tacos. Do you think your business will ever return to the level it was before the pandemic?
I think that's solely based on what the decisions of the offices around us are. It will be a big swing in a totally different direction if offices don't come back to work in the space and are just going remotely. And, you know, my hope and what I want to say is, yes, it'll be back to normal no matter what. But I do think It's largely affected. And I was telling David when we spoke, it's not so much about the office worker that, you know, it's their passive selection of coming to Gorilla every day because it's right downstairs and it's easy. But it's that office worker that comes to Gorilla a lot and loves it. And so they have their birthday here. And at their birthday, they ran a friend who now loves Gorilla. And it's all of that like passive, like I love Gorilla and I talk about it a lot because it's right next to me is really gone. And so even if you're losing one physical customer in the building, you're losing the potential of so many more customers that maybe live on the west side and drive to the east side for work that will never get to this side of town. And if they do, it won't be regularly. And so, I mean, it does worry me. And to concisely answer your question, I would say I'm not 100% sure if we'll get back to pre-pandemic numbers. With office workers particularly, but I am optimistic.
Wow. So it's that loss of word of mouth advertising and that whole pyramid of additional customers that represents, the friends, the family, the other coworkers. So David, getting back to you, tell me a little bit about the statistics that you found in office markets. What about vacancy rates? Are they affecting the ability of these businesses to survive?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, these office buildings have been basically empty in much of the city throughout the pandemic. And in fact, some of the tenants there have even been pulling out. So vacancy rates have gone up in offices across LA. They're at the office vacancy rate right now is at 17%. That's the highest rate since 2012. And we've seen subleasing activity in offices nearly double during the pandemic. You know, companies are downsizing their office space. They're moving to other offices. They're just not renewing their leases. And these kind of trends have been, noticeable across the city, but they've been really pronounced in certain areas. I talked to a local commercial real estate firm, CBRE, that said in West LA, in particular, vacancy rates have really spiked. You know, vacancy rates were super low during the pandemic as these Westside tech and entertainment companies grew their office footprint. Then during the pandemic, vacancy rates spiked. And that's something that the small business owners I talked to really have seen. The gym owner that I talked to in Santa Monica is located on one of these huge corporate campuses. And she said, you know, it looks like you could land an airplane on the campus now. There's just nobody there.
Please don't land your airplane at the water park. When will we know how permanent this shift away from, you know, five-a-day office work might be to something where a hybrid model is far more expected or accepted? And as a result, lower population of office buildings in the first place.
So that's really going to be a company by company thing. I think we're going to see a lot of experimentation. The economists I talk to say that most employers are probably going to go for some kind of hybrid model, some working from home, some, you know, in the office work. The exact balance is going to be dependent on what kind of company you are, what your expectations of employees are. For some companies, though, we do already know. I mean, Spotify in particular, which has a huge headquarters in the Arts District that it's opened up in recent years, they're one of the companies that have told their employees they can continue working from home permanently if they choose. So that's, you know, maybe the exception rather than the rule, but some companies have announced permanent work from home policies already.
I mean, it's really been a sea change that the pandemic brought out as companies realized we can survive on a hybrid schedule. We can survive with less office space. I wonder if you're seeing the flip side of that, that it might make entrepreneurism more affordable if there's more office space available and Brittany's customers will come back if there's like more little startups.
Well, we'll see. You know, the office vacancy rates, we're going to have to keep an eye on that. The experts I talked to didn't expect the office market to fully recover until 2023 in LA. But, you know, to your point about all this commercial space that's sitting empty, you know, that is an interesting question. And some experts I talked to expect that, you know, these large office building landlords may actually cut better deals for their you know, restaurant, cafe, gym tenants, because they really want those amenities to be there. Like if those restaurants and cafes and other services disappear from these offices, well, then people have even less of a reason to commute in every day. So, you know, we could see better terms for those small businesses renting space in those huge office parks.
A little bit of a silver lining there. I want to thank our guest, Brittany Valles, owner of Guerrilla Tacos in the Arts District in downtown Los Angeles, and KPCC and LAist David Wagner, who covers business and the economy for us and has been reporting on this. You'll hear his piece throughout the day on our air, and you can read more at LAist.com. Coming up, SoCal has become a peacock's paradise. But why is that? And why does it seem like they're popping up in residential areas more often than usual these days? We'll talk to local experts next. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Back in a minute.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.